you can be doing everything right as a parent. You can be coaching them well. But if a young athlete is carrying stress, you're building on shaky ground. Because what shows up as an injury, as tightness, pain, or loss of confidence, it's often pressure. School, expectations, too many voices, trying to hold it all together. And most kids won't say a word. It just shows up in their body and in their performance. In this episode, we break down what stress really looks like in young athletes and how parents and coaches can step in early before it costs them their love of the game. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Last year, I wrote an article about the impact of stress on elite athletes and the increase in injuries. And it got a fair bit of traction. It actually caught the attention of the doctor at the Melbourne Storm for the last 10 years, Jason Chan. Some of you may have seen the interview with him a few episodes back. And he actually backed up everything I said from a medical and a scientific perspective. And it got me thinking, I wonder what the impact of stress is that there hasn't been a lot of research on for the young athlete. I'm part of a online community, it's an Australian football, and I see a lot of parents in there looking for answers, asking for questions around their child that's had repeat injury, chronic injury, things like severs, which is like they call it growing pains and they grow out of it and all these different things, which I know also can be the impact of stress and emotional issues. And I noticed on one of the more recent posts, someone actually jumped on and talked about using applied kinesiology, which addresses the root cause of the stress, the mental and emotional stress that's causing it. And so I just backed up what that person said. Have thought about it for a while, whether I'd go into it in that space. But then reading that and then just thinking about it, and then that article popped up again, and it's funny how these things find you, and it just got me thinking, yeah, like this happens a lot. If you've been to any youth sport, you can see the pressure that parents put on, sometimes very directly. Other times it's more subtle and inadvertent. The parents certainly aren't meaning to. None of the parents are meaning to. They're just a product of their own upbringing. But the impact is real. I'll read you the shorter version that I put out there, just so you can get a bit of an idea what I'm talking about. Because one of the things that they talked about last year happening a lot, there was a bit of an injury crisis, and one of them was around infections. Now, infections, I talked about that being an impact of stress, but stress can show up in inflammation, pain, injuries that don't recover quickly, people getting repeated injuries because the stressed body is far more likely to go into a position where it's going to be prone to getting injured because of everything not working as it should in harmony. Sometimes when the body's under stress and you stretch out and you push the body to the limit, then things break. I think of a guy like Kalen Ponga in the NRL who got injured again, hamstring injury, another soft tissue injury, and I just wonder how much of that is stress related and how much of the pressure of being the main man. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk about, emotional and psychological stress weakens the immune system. Players under relentless pressure are more vulnerable to illness, reinfection, and longer recovery times. And think about the layers of stress that they face. Now, this is elite athletes, but I think we can all agree that this sort of pressure can happen inadvertently, but sometimes really directly. And that's the expectations from family and community, because everyone wants their young athlete to do well. And sometimes the player feels that as pressure. Not media scrutiny, but sometimes social media scrutiny. That's probably for the older player. Now, fighting for selection and results every week. This is probably one that is a bigger pressure than it should be. Now, in the elite level, there's still a lot of clubs where they're like, we're only playing the top team, which I understand at that elite level. I do question some of the ways that some of those younger players get development if they're sitting on the bench most of the time. But they have brought in a new rule, a lot of the clubs, where they have a minimum, they have to have a minimum amount of game time, so that's good. But they're still trying to fight to get into that team to get retained for the next year in that representative level. And there's always pressure for results. It's an unspoken thing. It's almost cultural in Australia. It doesn't actually work long term, having that sort of focus only on results, because they're out of our control. Like, we can play the best game ever, but the other team is just better and wins. That's just what can happen. But there's a pressure on that that can be applied, like I said, often subtly through parents. And the unspoken battles with depressive symptoms that many men never talk about. Well, that's true of elite female athletes, definitely true of young kids. They often bottle up and don't want to talk about it. But the interesting one is here, the science backs it. Stress slows healing. Depression symptoms increase infection-related complications. So that's other things that can happen, pain, a cycle of repeated injuries. Like I talked about there, the cycle is real. It's not just limited to sport. It plays out boardrooms, workplaces, and families too. So that's one of the places that the stress can be amplified. A lot of the coaching I do with young athletes, not a lot, I actually ask that all the young athletes I work with, now that I'm doing some work with the family as well, to see where some of those pain points might be and some of the stresses might be showing up, and also get people communicating the same way. Because when you suppress emotions or just try and tough it out, the cost isn't just mental, it shows up in the body. And the ripple effect hits families, teams, organisations, and again, youth sport, same thing. It can have a ripple effect through the whole club. So what is it that we do about it? Well, the first thing is to get a greater understanding of how the young mind works, what they are motivated by, what are some of those things that we're doing that inadvertently, as I've repeated probably way too many times now, inadvertently causes them to feel stressed. And then bringing them a simple way, a simple approach that they can follow that is within their control, is unique to the individual, and is going to increase the connection within the family rather than cause unnecessary stress. Stress can have an impact on performance, but also stress can have an impact on performance at school, relationships, and anything that's going to put a strain on the family relationship, because that will have a negative impact on everything as well. So the things that you can control, well, for the young athlete, the things like, are you listening to the coach? Are you following the instructions? Are you focusing on things like effort that you can control? How you bounce back from mistakes? Are you doing those extras in training? And it's not focusing on mistakes, because no child's going out there, particularly at the elite level, deliberately making skill errors. They make skill errors at the very top level, in all levels of sport. So your child's going to make them. And your reaction says everything. So if you're reacting in a way that's, and this is for the coach as well, the body language or the words or any other sort of reaction that comes across as negative, then that's to the detriment of your child's performance or the child that is in your care. And then there's that unique way that different people operate. I'm working with a young footballer at the moment, and we are looking at exactly that this particular athlete is wired different to his mum and dad. Of course, we have different personalities, we show up differently, we communicate differently, and it's been so great to give them an eye-opener of, one, for the young fella to see, oh, that's why I react like that, that's why this is how I perform well, this is when I'm not going so well. And for the parents to see that, I mean, these parents are already doing such a great job. It's so good to see. They're actually a pleasure to work with. It's helping them see that if you communicate that way, that's perfect if that's directed towards you as a child. But for your child this time, they need these subtle differences. And it's those subtle differences that just make all the difference, to have that child feeling empowered, to feeling like they're in control of their own destiny, to remove so much of that stress. And this is not about perfection, because we get it wrong. I teach this stuff, but I still get it wrong. I make mistakes. Like, I'm human. I have emotional reactions too. It's learning as a parent also to be calmer, to be more measured, and to understand the psychology of what's going on in your young athlete, depending on their age, because that certainly changes through puberty. It changes as they start getting towards that young adult age, where they are breaking away from the family. That's like an evolutionary impact. They're particularly for the young male athlete, they're trying to emulate their dad, but at the same time break away, so they've got all this internal contradiction. There's so many different things happening for them, and just helping getting everyone in on the same page, so that there's a alignment in what they're doing that feels good for everyone. As a parent, you still want to impart your wisdom. This is not about just going silent, but it's certainly not having that conversation on the car ride home or straight after the game when emotions are high, win, lose or draw, but then being able to then guide them when asked, and creating an environment where the young athlete wants to open up. They actually want our guidance. They need our guidance. They need our boundaries. So creating an environment where they feel safe, they know that they're heard, they feel safe that they can talk about things, and it's not going to get reactions that feel like judgment or feel like getting shut down, because these are these things we do as parents. Like I said, I still make these same mistakes. So it's creating that environment. And that creates an environment where your child is far less likely to get injured. We can't guarantee no injuries, because that's just not possible. For example, my son, who I've done a lot of work with, he's played at a NPL level in football. He's playing at a local Premier League level now. And yet he got quite a significant injury just recently. Injuries still happen, and he's in a full-time job now. He may have had some stress going on as well, but he's 19 now, so there's less of that impact of parents, although potentially there is some of that too. Again, we all make mistakes, but accidents happen and injuries happen. But how do we lessen it? How do we lessen the impact? How do we make sure it heals as quickly as possible? How do we make sure we remove whatever stress might have been going that actually exacerbated the injury or caused it in the first place? And these are all the things that the more you can learn these sort of things, the more you create that environment, whether it's sport or in other areas, you're going to help them to have the best performance like in the present, but you're going to actually empower them with the skills to have that consistency when they get older. That same consistency that at times you look at your own performances in, whether it's work or if you're still playing sport, and then wonder why you can't hit it. Well, it's the same process. So working together on this, having a pathway to moving towards this, is going to change everything. But if you keep going down the path you're going, where you are inadvertently having that impact, then that's going to keep showing up. And you would know from your own patterns that you know would repeat from childhood. You might have heard yourself talking just like your mum or your dad spoke, and thinking, oh man, I've just heard my parents' voice and not liked the sound of it. We're all running these patterns, so the more we can help our children to break free from that pattern and find their own path is just such a gift as well. So these are some really important things to remember: the impact of stress sometimes that you don't even realize that you're causing, and how do you set your young athlete on a path to the best performances, but more important, so they can be the best version of them that they possibly can be. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.